There are a lot of fish in the sea. Blockchain could help keep track of them. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. Blockchain. It's the buzzword in startups. The digital transaction technology backs the cryptocurrencies we hear so much about. Yeah, I'm talking about Bitcoin. But business plans abound to give every industry a blockchain makeover. We're talking real estate to drug prescriptions. My usual beat as a reporter on Marketplace is sustainability. And companies in that space see blockchain as a way to verify every step a product takes. Jason Berryhill is doing that for sustainable seafood. I talked with him about a project called Fishcoin. Right now, he says the fishing industry operates in murky waters.
Seafood supply chains, unlike many different commodities, they're very long and fragmented. And because of that, we lose track of where this seafood comes from. You know, a lot of the seafood they think is coming from Alaska. It's Alaskan seafood, yes, but it goes to China first, then it comes back here or elsewhere in Asia.
And Berryhill says the fix for this problem is data. Data collected and reported at every turn can assure that seafood really is sustainably caught, processed, and sold. But it hasn't been easy.
If I'm a shrimp farmer in Indonesia, or if I'm a wild capture fisher in Indonesia, why am I going to take the extra effort to capture and communicate data about this seafood when it has zero impact on my livelihood?
Enter Fishcoin. Boat captains, shrimp farmers, warehouse workers, and others can get digital tokens in exchange for reporting where they got their product and who they handed it off to. They can exchange this virtual currency for something of actual value, credit on their cell phones. Each Fishcoin transaction is recorded on the blockchain, a shared ledger that is open, transparent, and controlled by no one in particular. Berryhill says that last part is important because sustainable business depends on trust.
I was at a conference recently, the Global Aquaculture Alliance, and it has a lot of the major players in the seafood industry are there. And I was on a panel, and I was talking about this very thing. I said, if we created the perfect platform for traceability, who in this room gets to own it? Everybody kind of looks around. And then I said, what about a government? Is anyone here comfortable with a government owning it? And which government? So who gets to own the data flow, in other words? The problem is that there's no good answer to that question. What blockchain does well is that it can be, a decentralized platform. It can be something where we can share data, but it's very unclear which particular individual owns it because it's a shared ledger. That's where it has a lot of power, and that's where it's very appropriate for the seafood industry.
Jason Berryhill is with Each Mile Technologies, which designed Fishcoin. He says he doesn't have a background in seafood, but in telecom. And it was working in the mobile payments market in Asia that got him into this world. And the realization that while very few fishermen have a bank account or a government-issued ID, almost all of them have a cell phone. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.